Many American citizens who were in Libya when the uprising began got out. In late February, the State Department evacuated most of those who were still there. But even then, some were stranded. One was Murad El-Boussefi. He was working in the oil industry, and bureaucratic bungling kept him from getting out of Libya. He's only just managed to return to the U.S. He's now in a suburb of Kansas City, Missouri. So you were there for months, Murad. Tell us how you finally managed to leave Libya.
I and a few friends of mine drove across the desert and evaded the Libyan army to a rebel-dominated area, and from there we went to the Tunisian border.
You went through the desert, but you had actually been based in the desert working for the oil industry there. So when did your kind of adventure begin, as it were?
Well, it began with the beginning of the turmoil. I was on an assignment in southern Libya.
Southern Libya.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the desert, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Actually, there was a small town there called Sabha. My main work was in Tripoli, and I was sent there on an assignment. And when the turmoil started, out of concern for my safety, I ended up staying in Sabha for the following 2 months.
Were you trying to just hide away from anybody who might have a gun? What were you doing?
Well, from anybody, whether they had a gun or not, because I didn't know whether I could trust anyone or talk to anyone. And everybody was scared because it was a very blurry picture.
Was it also complicated because you didn't know who belonged to what side in the conflict?
Precisely so, yes.
So potentially anybody could have been your friend, and potentially anybody could have been your enemy.
Even close relatives, yes.
When you got out of that city and moved to Tripoli, what were the conditions there like?
Well, I think the NATO bombing was one of the most memorable things that anyone who stayed in Tripoli during that period would recall, because we had bombings every second day, and on certain days you would hear no less than 50, 60 explosions.
Wow.
And those are just the ones that you could hear, you know, the ones that are within an earshot.
You got this job in Libya in the oil business there through a friend who is pro-Gaddafi, as I understand. Were you constantly in fear that you would be taken for a Gaddafi loyalist?
I was in constant fear of being taken as a Gaddafi loyalist and of being taken as a pro-revolution, because a person with a background like mine is very difficult to categorize, is very difficult to apply stereotypes to. I think I was very lucky throughout this whole ordeal, because I stayed there for 6 months and I moved around quite a bit, and a lot of things happened every time I go to a new place.
Murad El-Boussefi on his attempts to leave Libya for months and his eventful escape to Tunisia. He was speaking with us from just outside Kansas City, Missouri. Thanks very much for joining us, Murad.
Pleasure.